members, you said they did what? They
join the church.
Okay. And then church you pray to?
God.
Okay. And preacher preaches a
sermon.
Okay. And you listen to the choir provide
music.
Okay. You might say that music sure was
delightful.
Or
good. Pretty. Or
you might say sunrise this morning was
beautiful.
Okay. And okay. Say you had a flat tire on the way to church, you might say, well, you look at your watch and say, Lord, Lord, church will be over
by the time we get there.
Okay, and the enemy and the opposite of God is the
devil.
Okay, any other names?
Satan.
Yeah. Did your mother, when you were coming up, did people ever tell you if you didn't behave, something was going to get you? The what was going to get you if you didn't behave?
Devil.
Did they ever tell you the booger man?
Yeah.
What?
But I never associated those two.
What?
The booger man and the devil.
Yeah, they weren't the same thing. Okay. And what about the things that people think they see at night around graveyards?
Ghost.
Okay. And a house that has ghosts in it is a what kind of house?
Haunted.
Okay. And you might say, you better put on a sweater, it's getting
cool.
Okay. Or
cold.
Or you might say, it's getting blank cold.
Very.
Yeah, and maybe not very, but just a little, you must say it's getting what?
A little.
Okay, what about kinda or rather?
Kinda cold.
Okay, you might say, well, I'll do it if you insist, but I'd
rather not.
Okay, and say a friend that you haven't seen in a long time, what would you say when you saw him, you haven't seen somebody in a long time, you might say, well, I'm
so glad to see you.
Okay. And say a person owns maybe 500 or 600 acres of land, you'd say he owns a plot of land. You want to express the amount of plot of land.
Acre.
Okay. Would you ever say a right smart? You ever heard people say right smart?
Yeah, my mother and grandmother.
You say what now?
Right smart.
Okay, would that be something you normally use?
Nope.
Okay. Now, let's see. What about if you want to be real polite to an older person? You might, instead of saying yes or no, you might say an older man, instead of saying yes, you might say
yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Or
no, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What about if somebody asks you, can you do something? You want to emphasize the fact that you're able to. Then can you do that? You say, I blank can.
I sure can.
Okay. And let's see. If somebody just intensely disliked something, you'd say he blank hated it. He
really?
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just a little cold, it was
a lot. Freezing.
Okay.
Real.
Okay. And let's see. Now, say somebody tells you something that you find kind of shocking, you might say, well, the very
idea.
Okay. And when you first meet somebody in the mornings, what might you say to him by way of greeting? You might say,
hello, how are you?
Okay. What if you're introduced to a stranger, what would you say? Give him your name and then say, how?
How are you?
Okay. And say somebody's been, you've enjoyed the visit, you might say, come
back to see us.
Okay. Or come up.
Come again.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. And what about on January the 1st?
Happy New Year. Oh,
have you ever heard anybody say Christmas gift?
No.
Okay. And you might say by way of appreciation instead of thank you, I'm much
obliged.
Okay. And
I wouldn't say that.
Okay. That's just pronunciation.
Oh.
But that's how I might help the fact you don't say it. Okay. You might say you have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay. And say the storekeeper, you bought something, the storekeeper took some pretty paper and did what to it?
Wrapped it.
Okay.